Welcome back to continuing coverage of the Cowgirl Relays at Clarion Goldfield Dows on Tuesday night, and we're joined by a champion for the Cowgirls and one of their seniors, Michaela Beisel, and she was a champion in the high jump, a runner-up in the long jump, runner-up in the 100-meter hurdles, and then also a top finish in the 400-meter hurdles. And Michaela, a busy night for you. Your thoughts on those two championships in the high jump and 400-meter hurdles?
Probably one of the ones I wanted to win the most, just because I think they're more mental, and it was harder for me to like train and like lock in for both of those. Other ones I just kind of go for it.
You're also a high jumper. How you feel that helps you be best prepared for hurdles, because that really helps you with your jumping ability?
I feel like it's kind of like a different kind of jump. It's more lateral for hurdles, and it's more like up and down for high jump. So I guess I feel like the jumps themselves are a little different, but like training plyometrics helps either way. So I guess training in general.
Keeping your battery full running four events like that, what's that like for you training-wise to be prepared for busy nights like this?
First and foremost, tackle endurance and then work on technique. Just kind of move on from the last event, always focus on what's happening in the now. Work on time management, I guess just take it one at a time.
This was your senior meet here tonight. You had a chance to be out there with your parents at the 50-yard line. What that moment was like for you being recognized here at Cowboy Stadium one final time?
It was definitely nice to go out there in front of a bunch of people that I know and that love to come and support our family and our community. But we haven't had a lot of cowgirl relays through my time in school, so I guess it's my second one and my last one, so not too heartbroken about it, but it was definitely nice to compete on home turf.
You're one of the senior leaders for this team. What that's like for you this year, taking on that role? I noticed during one of the running events, supporting one of your teammates, saying, go, go. What that's like for you being that cheerleader?
It's definitely really nice. I want to encourage them to keep going out and to keep working hard, even when it does hurt, because running, nobody really loves running. It hurts. Everyone feels it. And so I guess some of the things is just like always talking to them, always supporting them, doing an extra rep by their side, even if you're done with yours. It's just being a good person, I guess, first and foremost.
Looking at some goals for the rest of this year, we'll start with your jumping events, the high jump and long jump. Do you have a goal distance you'd like to reach?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say for high jump, for the past 4 years, I've been wanting to get back to my all-time best, which is 5.6, and hopefully that would do me well in the state, and it would beat my school record, so that's a big goal for me there. Been going at it for a few years now, but another goal for the long jump would probably be, I want to get close to that 17 feet range, a little far from it today, but closer at Eagle, so looking good.
Looking at your running events, do you have a goal, a time for the 100 or 400 hurdles?
For 100 hurdles, I definitely want to get in the mid-15s, probably low-15s would be a big goal for me. Just coming back after not training for a while and deciding to pursue something other than track in college. For the four lows, that's definitely, it's the most like intense before you go on, so it's hard to like lock in on a goal. But I've always wanted to get in the maybe low-60s, 63-64-ish range.
Final thoughts, Michaela, is a really special night for you competing one final time here at Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing in my head is that I'm excited to see where this year can go. Starting at a lot of the high points from the end of last year, it wasn't my favorite year last year. I didn't do as well as I did freshman year or even sophomore year. So I guess just leaving it all on the track.
Well, continue to enjoy the moments of your senior year and continue to bring those times down and those jumps higher up.
Okay, thank you so much.